Hello and welcome back to the Wonder Woman podcast. My name is Renata Sophia Müller. I'm the host of this show and I'm so delighted to present you today a beautiful new interview with Daniela Arango. She is a spiritual mentor for female industry leaders to amplify their magic, fully own their power and have it all. We had an incredible interview and I can't wait for you to listen to it. So just enjoy it, sit back and receive amazing insights. I'm super, super honored and excited to have a wonderful podcast interview today here at my Wonder Woman show. And she's an absolute Wonder Woman for me. So welcome Daniela and my show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to have this conversation with you and such an honor to connect.
Oh, thank you so much for taking your time. I'm feeling really, really excited. When you said yes to the interview, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, I got so excited.
Thank you for asking.
So for those of you who don't know you, do you would like to explain yourself in your own words?
Thank you. I am Daniela. Really happy to be here. I am a spiritual mentor and I have a company that's called DA World. And all of our teachings and all of the things that I reflect as a reflector in human design, for those of you who are into it, as a reflector in human design, all of the things that I share, all of the things that I, you know, channel are based on a formula that my company is founded on, which is soul plus human equals magic, meaning we get to honor the soul, which is in a way, the feminine within us. We get to honor the human, which in a way is also the feminine in us, the masculine in us, to create magic. So all the work that I do is a combination of those, honoring the body, honoring the soul, and creating magic from that union of wholeness, as I call it. So it's an honor to have many courses and work with many women who are creating lives and businesses that are based on that formula, based on honoring their truth of who they truly are, as most of them are healers and psychic mentors and multidimensional paradigm shifters that come and work together, and they get to honor all of that, as well as honoring the 3D world that we get to live in and creating magic from that.
Oh, wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. This is so exciting to have another healer here on my podcast show. So I can really resonate with, helping healers to reclaim their own spiritual gifts. And I really would love to know, what is your own story? So let's say we go 5 till 10 years back from today. What did your life look like back then? Who was Daniela? Were you always really in tune with energy around you? And yeah, how do you develop your own psychic abilities? Yeah.
I love that question. I feel like looking back now, I can see how sensitive I was to energies, how sensitive I was to people, how sensitive I was to spaces, and why some things felt really creepy and some things felt really off, and how, you know, I didn't have the language to communicate that. So I always try to fit in. I always try to accommodate. I always tried to, you know, kind of hide the uncomfortability that I felt inside in terms of feeling like an outsider in many ways. Like, you know, it's really uncomfortable to be in spaces in which you feel something off and you don't know why and you think it's you. You think that there's something wrong with you because everybody else seems like having a great time.
Now
that I go back and I can understand how I said yes to things that should have been a no, how I didn't know how to say no, how I compromised so much, which is the, you know, it's part of the journey. It's part of what I get to do now as I remember, as I awaken, as I become conscious of my choices and who I truly am. And if we look back like 10 years ago, although I have always been really sensitive, again, I didn't necessarily have the language. And I also was really afraid of being called weird or not being taken seriously, and feel like I was, you know, an outsider. So for many years, I didn't really develop or was conscious of my psychic abilities until about 10 years ago, where I started to teach yoga. My grandmother died, actually, and I found that yoga was that space that gave me silence, that gave me peace, that gave me a ground. And I was able to find my own inner guidance in that space, in that silence, through my physical body, through, you know, gaining awareness of my physical body and finding stillness. And that just took me through a path that I felt like the path of least resistance towards what is now a spirituality for me, because it felt like, no, but yoga is kind of like an exercise, so I can go over on that, you know. And eventually I studied, you know, spirituality. I was a yoga teacher for over 8 years, and I started to notice that in my classes, people had incredible breakthroughs and transformations. And I knew that maybe what I had, you know, what I was here to share with the world was bigger than that. But 10 years ago, I was just beginning. I was just starting with all of this and beginning to work with people. And I have done it now for almost 10 years, which is really beautiful. And then I had, you know, a series of spiritual awakenings. I went to Bali, I worked with many healers and many shamans that helped me balance this, you know, feminine flow at the same time as this masculine structure that was holding me. So, I had many ways in which I was resisting my psychic abilities that I had to move through. And that eventually got me to where I am. I had a near-death experience that also awakened me to oneness and what oneness is, and the frequency of that union and the frequency of going beyond what we can see. That also shaped me in many ways and got me to really realize the difference between the soul and the human, and that the beauty of this 3D world is in that union and in that recognition of both. So that has been that. I don't know if that answered your question.
That was, yeah, almost felt like going on an adventure with you, you know, lifetimes of you reclaiming back your divine gifts. And it's really amazing to listen to you, because I feel like, you know, a lot of times people just see you in the here and now and what you've created in the here and now, but they haven't seen the whole journey. They don't know what you actually went through. And so it's so, so interesting to hear people's stories. And that's why I always ask people on my show too, hey, what is actually your story? Like, you know, how did you get there? And so it's so interesting what you also said about your near-death experience. Would you mind sharing more about this? I find it just always so fascinating.
Of course. I mean, that time in my life was really interesting because, you know, it was a side hustle to do this yoga thing, even though it was what I really wanted to do. And at the time I was with a partner that lived in Sweden, and I lived in LA at the time. So I was like in between, you know, like half in the life that I wanted to live and half in this life that was kind of like a time in between. And we decided that we were going to go in a family trip. It was January, in a family trip to North Carolina. And I just jumped in the plane and was going to go see my family for a week. And the interesting thing is that at the time I worked at a restaurant, and it was actually really hard for me to take time off. Like, I would work all the holidays. I would work all the 31st, the 24th, like all of those, you know, Christmas holidays. I would work them because, you know, that's how I made money at the time. And that's the way that I saw that I could make money. And the yoga was kind of like the side thing that I wish one day, you know, would give me a full-time job. And it was really interesting because taking that time off for me, it was already something really significant. I remember my partner saying at the time, like, you get to choose and you get to say, hey, I'm going to go on this vacation with my family. And this is what I remember that for me, it was like when I went to ask, you know, can I, you know, take off for a week? It was like such a big thing. So when I was in that plane, I was already like, maybe there is something beyond my current bubble. Maybe there's more choices. Maybe there is another world outside of my world, you know? So it was already very exciting that I was able to take off. And it was not during the holidays or anything, but it was at the beginning of January, which was still kind of, you know, very busy days. And I was so excited. I was in the plane, I was sitting there and I was by the window, and then I had space in between, and then and a gentleman by the aisle. And we were like maybe 20, 25 minutes in, and I'm looking at the window, and I'm just, you know, in this like very exciting moment of maybe there's something bigger. And all of a sudden the captain comes on, and he's saying, there is something that went wrong with the plane, and we are going to descend very rapidly. And you hear things like that, and you're like, wait, did I just hear that? And then the first thing is like, I look at the flight attendant, right? I'm like, hello, is this for real? And you can see in their faces, their nervousness. I mean, although they try to be as professional and as, you know, as like keeping it together as much as they could, but you can see, okay, no, there is something wrong, you know? So in that moment, you're in shock. You can't believe it. You're like, oh my God, what is actually happening? And then I turn to the flight attendant and look scared. And then I looked to the gentleman next to me, and we just looked at each other. It was like the confirmation of yeah, this is it, you know, we're going to descend. And as we're looking at each other, you feel the pressure changing, like because we actually just went down. So I felt the pressure on my feet. And I remember in that moment, I was like, the only place that's safe is within. So I closed my eyes, buckled my seatbelt, closed my eyes. And I was like, okay, here we go. And it's very interesting what happens in that moment when you think this is it. And I remember my entire life flashing before my eyes, everything that I've done, everything that I've been, every single person that I have ever interacted with, everything, every decision, just kind of in front of you. And there's things that you're really happy about. There's things that you're not so happy about. And then at the end of the day, after that movie that kind of goes through you, and you go, you know, on this denial and then regret, and then, you know, what the heck, all of this, you get to this moment in which you're like, you get to see the choices that you would want it to happen and the choices that you didn't make. And then you actually get to a peaceful moment into like, there's actually, that's it. That is it. Those were my decisions. This is the life that I lived. So at the end of the day, you do get to this beautiful piece of that was it. And you're content. You're happy with that. But in that moment, I remember making myself a promise. And I was like, I am actually, this is it, you know. But if I do get a chance, that's a big promise. If I do get a chance, you know, there's so much more that I know that I could have done. And I closed my eyes and I surrendered, and I, you know, I just let things happen. And next thing you know, we're in the ground. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was one of the scariest thing in my life. And it took me a little bit to land, because after that, I was still feeling like I was going to die anytime. And I don't think that we need to have that feeling of dying every time, but we've got to remember that every single day is such a blessing. And, you know, if I tell that person that was in that flight, now what I've done and what I've created and who I've been and the company that I've been able to build and the life that I've been able to live, like, I my hope is that people don't have to get to that moment to really realize the blessing that they have every single day to choose what they truly want, you know, and that there is a life outside of the life that they're currently living. So that really shifted everything for me, connected me to the oneness of the flame. It was a really beautiful experience. And ever since, I really just every day choose what I truly want, and I'm committed to that. And that's what I support a lot of women to come back to over and over and over and over again, to remember who they truly are, to remember the choice, to remember the blessing that it is to be alive in this moment.
And we so often forget that, you know, uh-huh. What a blessing it is to be alive. And this is, oh my God, I just love this story so, so much, because it just reminds you of what is really important in your life. Mm. And sometimes we do need to get to those moments, I believe. So we finally wake up and we're like, oh my God, I needed this reminder right now to totally mm-hmm. change my life.
And you know, I see that also. I want to add that, like, maybe sometimes is not as extreme as having a near-death experience, but sometimes what I've noticed with especially with the clients that come and work with me is they've gone too far one way or the other. They've gone too far into their masculine and they perhaps have built a business, but it doesn't feel good. They're burned out. They want to quit. They just want to, you know, seriously, like this doesn't work for them anymore. And then they get to that point in which like, what am I actually doing? And what do I actually want? And they go all the way into the masculine and create it so much. And then all of a sudden they're like, I'm ready for pleasure. I'm ready for love. I'm ready for alignment. I'm ready for a different kind of life and a different kind of business. And they get to choose again, as I got to choose again in that plane about the life that I wanted to actually live and who I actually want it to be. And then what I also see for my clients is when they go too much into the spirit and they actually disconnect from the play and the joy and the toys, as I call them, that we get to play here in the 3D world, you know, like they've gone too much into the spirit and they've disconnected from this actual experience of the human life, these relationships, this, you know, ups and downs, this business, this, the money, the wealth, the expansion, the abundance, the overflow. And they are, you know, maybe too caught up in their, I am a psychic and I am a healer, but I don't get to have the business of my dreams, have the wealth of my dreams, have, you know, what I truly actually desire in this human plane. That's why in that plane is where the foundation of my business was born, which is soul plus human equals magic.
Yeah. And the unison of both that creates massive impact. And that it creates a ripple effect. And this is truly what I also believe is when you're in true harmony with life and you accept whatever that is. So, but how do you actually come to this unison? Because I also know so many people that either like so much in the spirit world and they don't want to be here really. They don't want to be you. Because I can also understand that, because I've been also there where I was like, oh my God, I absolutely love this, you know, connection to the divine and, you know, talking to my spirit guides and stuff like that. And you just feel so whole and complete up there. Mm-hmm. But when you come back to this human form, you just encounter, you know, normal life challenges and you're like, why am I here? It doesn't really make sense. So would you mind talking about this a little bit more?
Yes, I love that. And the portal that that's going to take us into, because as you're saying, why am I actually here? And that happens when we have disconnected from the pleasures, from the feelings, from the emotions, from the body. That's the key. It's we've disconnected from the body because that's the experience of the human experience, feeling love in our bodies, feeling pleasure in our bodies, feeling emotions in our bodies. And it's the same thing on the other side when they have gone too much into the masculine and burned themselves out. It's also that bypassing or not really truly listening to their bodies. So it doesn't feel good. It feels freaking horrible. So either way, it's a disconnection from the body. Yeah. And that's the piece that I bring my clients to all the time. It's everything is in your body because we're right here. This is your vessel. This is your home. So let's connect again to the body. The body holds the memories of the programming and the traumas and whatever holds you back. And the body also holds the portal of receiving all that you want to receive, which is energy moving through your body. Because what it is to receive more wealth, if it's not an experience of energy moving through our bodies, an emotion moving through our bodies. So that connection that you're I feel in this question for you is the body.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, beautiful bridge you built here for us to understand this also more. I just love how you explain things. It just makes so much sense when I listen to you. I'm like, ah, I love it. Wonderful. Yeah, and this is also you know, to also all the ladies out there, I feel there's also so much distortion around we're not allowed to really feel all of our emotions, like all the range of all our emotions. even anger and rage and all of these darker emotions too. But I feel this is so, so important to really alchemize them, to transmute them, because therein lies the real magic, I feel. And this is where you just, yeah, you feel more embodied. And you truly feel like you're one with the physical, with all of the emotional body, with your nervous system. And so how do you take your clients on this journey of embodiment?
You know, I think it's really important to say the following as a disclosure to some of the things that we're speaking, because I feel like a lot of the times in the healing world, we hear, feel your emotions and go all the way to it and allow yourself to be the darkness, to be Kali, to alchemize through your body. And I love that, but also we can get stuck there. If we don't have the proper guidance to move through our emotions in a safety way, we can get into the cycles of crying every day, of feeling so much every day. And then all of a sudden we're in this bubble of I'm feeling it all and I can't get out, you know? So I feel like it's really important to know that energies mean to be energy in motion, right? It's not meant for us to cry every day and to moan every day and to feel these things so heavily, because as women, we feel so much. So it's learning to move through them and to alchemize them with the right support, you know, with the right person that can support us through alchemizing those things without getting stuck, without actually, you know, for example, one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that when it comes to business for us women, whether it's in the corporate world or it is actually in entrepreneurship, a lot of the times what holds us back is that range of emotions, is that, you know, we take a lot of things very personal, is that we feel so deeply, we are so sensitive to the environment. So what we really need to realize and what we need to learn is emotional intelligence in a way that really support us. We get to feel all of it, but actually not in the way of like, let me cry for forever and just like feel this healing and be healing, you know, 360 days out of the 365 days out of the year, you know, like it's not a burden. We're not victims of that. It's actually our power. So it's learning how to heal and begin to get into the flow of allowing those emotions to move through faster and to move through in a way that doesn't feel like this is the burden that I need to break through in order to get to where I want to go, and to learn the difference between, you know, our role as a CEO in our business, the role of the business, that it's not us, and whether that looks in corporate, whatever that looks like. I have clients that are in corporate. I have clients that have their own businesses in the medical field. I have clients who are singers. I have clients that have their own coaching business. Like, it doesn't really matter what it is, but it's finding that difference. Separation to actually coexist and to actually be all that we want to be within our power.
Yeah, so, so good that you talked about this, because yeah, this is something that I noticed as well, where women get really stuck of like, oh, I need to feel all of this, and they're letting it out almost every day, but they're really getting stuck in it. And it's like Joe Dispenza also says that, like, you kind of addicted to these emotions. Mm-hmm. You create those emotions, and then you even create stories around them. It's like, I need to feel my feelings, and it's really important to feel your feelings, definitely, but not to the extent of like you know, just feeling attacked the whole time and taking everything personal. Because I've been there too, where when I started my business, that was in 2019, I took everything so personal at the beginning. I'm like, oh, no one wants to sign up with me. And I took everything personal. I'm like, oh my God. And then I just stopped doing it. And the thing is, you really need this distinction between, like, this is your business, but this is also you. So this is just an extension of yourself, the business. So does that make sense?
And I would even say that it's a completely different entity. We get to, I get to pour into the business, but the business, like the business has its own individual entity as well. And it's the same with, again, any kind of business, not necessarily just entrepreneurship in our business, but in general, like our job, it's not if we're in a corporate, it's not an extension of us. It exists on its own and is the same in entrepreneurship. And beginning to look at it differently, there's so much that gets cleared and clarified when we're no longer so attached and so, whatever happens to the business happens to me. It's like there is two different entities there.
Yeah, that's so, so important. What would you say to women out there who may be struggling with this really? Yeah, what would you say to support them through this process?
There is two pieces of that process, which is first that separation, even that awareness of this conversation of, oh, whoa, we are two different entities. That already creates a shift. That's one of the first ones, to create that shift with the business. And the second is to connect to their truth, not who they think they should be, not what they think they need to share or do, or, truly, what do you desire and who are you, and connect to that. I always call it is a steady place within, which is the truth, which is that inner guidance, which is that power. A lot of the times, it's our inner, I call it small self or inner child that's leading. But we've got to remember that as women, we've got to come back to that womanhood, and we've got to come back to that inner guidance. And when we begin to move from that space, there's so many things that begin to shift for us. So it's asking, who is running right now in my life? Is that my inner child, or is it the woman within me? And then beginning to separate those two things with the business really creates so much change for a lot of women. In the way of the leadership from that space is very, very different.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Yeah, so I would also love to talk more about also, going a little bit more alien here, because I feel like you're so, so alien. So do you talk to other beings?
This is a very, very interesting question. And, the way that it started for me, I started with just my intuitive and psychic abilities, feeling other people in my body, telepathically communicating with them, speaking to their higher self, knowing what was happening behind the curtains, and really tapping into people really deeply. So, hearing things. I remember hearing that inner voice of the clairaudience, seeing things, feeling things. Like, that started for me like that. And then I started to go into trance and to channel, divine guidance, and to channel things that were like my logical brain would kind of silence a lot. And then this, information would come through. And then I started to have connection with, the pillars of light and different kinds of beings and different kinds of entities that came through to share so much with me, especially about, three, four years ago, when this whole shift that started to happen, that it's gotten us to where we are now. I remember receiving a lot of messages about the world as it was ending, and a lot of messages about what was happening to nature, what was happening to the animals, what was going to happen to the humans. This whole evolution 4 years ago, it really started for me to have that connection with entities that were helping me understand the kind of shift that we were about to get into, which was huge. So that started like that. And I remember that to be able to connect to that space, it was easier for me at the time to be completely out of my body. So it was more like trance channeling and out of body experiences that I still teach inside of my courses. But as I integrate more and more this union and this connection to the divine and this understanding that we are this oneness, I don't necessarily need to go on trends anymore to be able to really connect. Like, I have refined the way of I can hear things in the back of my head. I can also see them in the front of my head. I can feel them in my body. So now it feels a lot more integrated, and I don't necessarily channel, because when I was channeling with these different entities, and what it was is different frequencies that I was connecting to. And these frequencies that we get to access carry information. And I was translating that information in our, you know, language as much as I could. But the true thing was like that transmission of energy. So I would change my voice. I would look, you know, completely different. I would make, you know, even sometimes my voice will change. My manners would change, my mannerism. And it was an incredible experience. But I feel like nowadays I don't trans-channel so much anymore. Maybe I will close my eyes and if my human is getting on the way a little bit, 100%, but it feels more integrated now. And it feels not so much about going somewhere to connect, but actually being here and allowing that highest truth to come through for me.
Yeah. So what could you do if you do feel like you're so much in your mind? So I know a lot of women are maybe trying out also their channeling abilities, but then it's sometimes like to differentiate also, okay, this is what this came from my mind now, but this came from, you know, from somewhere else. I channeled this.
There's two things there. I love that question because it's very practical. I love that question from you. And there's two things. I feel like the first one is the more we get connected to this frequency, the more often we're connected to that frequency, the more we're able to identify it, you know, like the more you hang out with a person, you know, their essence. And sometimes you would hear them in the back of your head talking, you know, like, oh, that's that person, you know? So one thing is always like, the more you're in that space, the more you begin to recognize yourself in different frequencies when you're operating perhaps in a lot of the logic versus when you're operating from that highest frequency. And the other thing, and this is going to sound really straightforward, but this is the way that I teach. I'm always just like telling how it is and in very, very straightforward ways, which is what I did when I was getting on my way and I was, you know, trans-channeling. I will always just literally tell my mind, get out of here. Like those my thing that it was like, if I notice my mind, I would say like, and I would also ask support. I will say, support me and help me to get myself out of the way. Help me get out of the way. Help me get out of the way. Support me getting out of the way and opening up. And I have, and I teach this a lot, which is learning to command your mind and learning to command energy. But the more you do that, the more you notice that your body responds right away to your own commands. So I always just command myself, help me get out of the way and get out of here. Cause I, you know, there's this something different that we're doing now. And now I have that, I'm trained to actually come back every time.
Yeah, amazing. It's like, move out of the way. It's like, no, thank you. Not right now.
But it was always like, you know, I have time for you. Like I would say to my mind, let's say that I'm going through a very, you know, personal time and I'm also supporting a client. I'm always super kind to the human. And I'm like, listen, I have time for you. I love you. I will listen to you, but not right now. Let me, you know, connect to something highest. Let me open up to what is coming through right now. So it's always like, it's not like I don't want to hear you. It's more like, this is what's up right now.
I love this commanding, and you can absolutely do that. Yeah. And it's what I've learned as well. I'm at the moment doing a quantum practitioner training and
love that.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's oh my God. The most amazing advanced training I've ever been to. So it's, oh my God. Yeah. I'm so excited about it. And something that we also talked about was the mind and saying to the mind, and being still really gentle and loving towards the mind, because I feel even the mind has its inner child as well. And the child from the mind wants to be seen too. And it's like, it's okay right now, mind, okay, but I'm doing this right now and you can go. And just, yeah, commanding this. And this was like really, yeah, mind blowing for me, because part of me was like, oh, I need to accept the mind, and the mind is just there, and it's just this annoying little thing there, which always comes into like between me and God, basically. But it's so important to come to this conclusion that you're taking the mind on the journey too, like you're becoming like one even with the mind too. And it's so important that it's also coexisting with you. So I just love what you said here, that you can command the mind here. I love this part. Dear Daniela, I feel like I could talk with you even more about all the things, but I also know this show is, or this episode is slowly coming to an end. So there are a few questions that I always ask my interview guests at the end. So is there a book, or even if you maybe don't even read books, is there maybe like an audio book or a TV show that you recommend women out there that really changed also your life, your understanding? Yeah.
That is such a great question, but at the same time, I feel like, what do I want to say about that? Like, I feel like different books have arrived in my life for different purposes, and there is not one that has changed everything for me, but that they arrived at the right place and they had this one little thing that helped me, you know, get into the next one and getting to the next one and getting to the next one. And sometimes maybe I went too much into self-help books, and then I needed to come back to pleasure, and that also helped me and that also supported me. So, and I also know that for some people, books are great, but maybe not the best way for them to learn, because they're, you know, for me, it was never easy for me to like follow a book, you know, to the T and move through it. So I don't know why I wanted to say that, but I, you know, that's how I feel about books. Like they have some codes, and you know, some of them were in the personal development realm and some of them not necessarily, and I still learn so much. But I've loved books about money. There is, I don't know if it's called like Happy Money or something like that, that I really, really, really loved and enjoy. I think it is Happy Money. And then there was another one that changed a lot for me, but this was a long time ago, but I will always remember that book, which was, I think it was, I remember the cover, but it's hard to see. It was Wayne, I think is the name anyway, but it's about manifestation. It's really close to Ask and You Shall Receive from Abraham Hicks, which also was great. But if I remember, I will let you know if I remember the name of the book. But it was about manifestation, and the other one about money, because it really opened me up to a new perspective. And this was back when I was a yoga teacher, before my near-death experience, where I really needed new perspectives in my life.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I will put everything in the show notes, and maybe, yeah, I'll find the book.
Yes.
I think I know what you're talking about. Is it? I think it's from Wayne Dyer.
That's it, but
I just don't know the title, but I think I know what you mean.
That's it.
Yeah, so imagine I would give you a microphone, and this microphone is attached to every TV show, on to every radio show on this planet, and you have 1 minute time to talk to every person on planet Earth, and everyone can also understand you, everyone can understand English. So what would you say?
I would say, come home to yourself, and you'll find the answers that you see.
I love how simple that is. It's so beautiful though, because therein lies the truth, really. So yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Daniela.
Thank you.
Daniela, thank you so much for being here on my show today. It was such an honor to have you, your beautiful energy here. And yeah, is there anything else you would like to tell people, how to work with you, how to connect with you?
Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for having me and for honoring this space so beautifully. It's really an honor, so thank you. And the ways in which people get to work with me, which is super exciting. Welcome to the DA world for whoever that is ready for that. We have three layers. So I have pre-recorded programs that are all about soul, about the human. We talk about business. We talk about alignment. We talk about psychic abilities. We talk about building a life that you truly want and desire, and magic, all of those things. And it's, you know, it's a package that is the DA world, and you get to have all of the pre-recorded courses and change your life. And to work directly with me in high close proximity, I have a mastermind, 6-month mastermind, and also a year mastermind that is Voxer support. And then also private, private containers, if you're ready for that, self-led, going all in into this, have different packages for one-on-one.
Amazing. I put everything in the show notes so you can connect with Daniela and look at her beautiful offers. Daniela, thank you so much again for your beautiful light that you shine into this world. You're so, so needed. And yeah, I'm sending you so much love.
And thank you for your light and everything that you're sharing. It's really beautiful. You have an incredible energy. You have an incredible heart, super heart-led leader. And, you know, everybody that gets to listen to your podcast, it's really, really blessed with your insights and your love and everything that you're here to share. So thank you.
Thank you, Daniela. Oh, this is so nice to receive from you right now. Oh, wonderful. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
So we would love to know your biggest takeaways and insights from this show. And you can find me on Instagram at Renata Sophia Müller. And you can just write us a message there. You can also find Daniela's Instagram in the show notes and all of her details if you want to get in contact with her. And I also have a new Instagram profile just for my podcast at Wonder Woman Podcast, it's called. So I will also put that in the show notes. So yeah, we would just love to know. And yeah, just remember that you have such a gift to share to this world, and your voice is needed, and we really need you to step up and be the leader of your own life. So I'm sending you so much love. Bye-bye.